Blog Talk Radio.
I would like to say good evening to everyone again. I greet you in the name of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This is Sister Sister Radio Talk Show. I am your host, Prophetess Elisheba. I just felt the need today to come back on the platform and to discuss some more things that we was speaking about last night. You know, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob woke me up this morning and was telling me that you need to go back to the platform, which is Blog Talk Radio, that he have provided for me to speak to the nation of Israel. He said, I need you to recap. I need you to bring a conclusion to what you were speaking about last night. Okay, and last night, what we were speaking about, the prophets and the prophetess. Okay, that they are the true messengers of the God of the Hebrews. Okay, not the elders, not the the pastors and other leaders that you see that's running all these religious institutions. They are not the leaders that will lead the children of Israel back to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So he said, yeah, I need you to go back on and recap and try to bring a closure and a conclusion to the whole matter. So our topic today would be recap, conclusion of the whole matter. Subtopic, who will lead the Hebrew nation? It's like I say again, this is Sister Sister Radio Talk Show, and I am your host, Elisheba. The guest call-in number, if you would like to call in and join live with me and discuss this topic, it would be 661-244-9831. Okay, and we're supposed to have a guest in today, Sister Tarina. The God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, her. Try to call her in 3 minutes. Okay, but before we call Sister Tarina in, okay, I just like to speak to the 12 tribes of Israel today and let them know, in this last day, in this last hour, we got to have a strong, strong, powerful leader that's connected to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to lead us to all the paths and all the ways that our God will have us to go. And like I said last night, it's going to take a prophet or prophet this to do that. Okay? No elder in the Bible had that power. No pastor in the Bible had that power to lead the people of God. Okay? And I know that I've been appointed, chosen, and ordained for this hour to do what I'm doing right now, without a doubt. So I'm going to try to call my guests in. Okay, we got a few scriptures to cover. We have a few scriptures to cover. We went through the Bible, and I went through Kings, where Elijah was prophesizing, and he was talking to Ahaz and his wife Jezebel, and you know, we went through all of that to prove to you, Israel, without a prophetess leading and guiding and directing us, there is no way possible that we will ever, ever, ever do what the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob want us to do. No way possible. No way. We got to have a leader like Moses, like Jeremiah, like Ezekiel, like Daniel, okay? Let me call my guest in. Let me call my guest in. Give me one moment. Let me give her number. Give me one moment. Let me give my guest in. Okay. And so, that they can show you what the God of the Hebrews wants you to do. If that was true, you would already be one. Unfortunately, you're not doing what God of the Hebrews wants you to do. And this is not platform created. You because you are listening to the wrong people. They are not anointed of you prophetic information to help you to go back to the way that the God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob would have us go right now in this hour. So I'm my daughter, Sister Trin, she have she waiting on me to call her in. Give me one moment, please. It's just a recap, a conclusion. We need a conclusion. Who will lead the Hebrew nation? Right now, we don't nobody leading nobody nowhere.
Hello?
Hey, sister, you live on Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, you on now?
Yes, it's 2 o'clock here.
Oh, okay, girl, I'm sitting up here, I'm on my phone playing this game. I was watching the time.
Okay,
I'm finna log in now.
Okay, you can just try to call in, okay?
Okay, I'm calling in now.
Okay, I'm gonna hang you up. Okay, so like I say, man, we got to have a leader. We got to have a leader. We've been taught wrong. We've been led wrong. We have all the wrong information. As we can see, our world, our people, everybody is in trouble right now. It's so much mess and madness around us and sickness and disease and all kind of turmoil and all kind of mental illness. And all kind of stuff that's going on in the around in the with our people, the Hebrew nation, which involves the Christian church, but they believe they Gentiles. So we ain't gonna even go there today. I'm just dealing with the 12 tribes of Israel, the ones that know who they are right now at this moment. Okay, it's so much stuff going on. It's so much. That the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is saying to me, you must, there's no way you can continue to sit back and watch all this stuff going on. Hold on, sis. Can you hear me, sis?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, good. We have a good connection today. Thank the God of Abraham,
yeah.
Isaac, and Jacob for that one. Yes, sis, I was just telling the people, it's just a recap. It's just a recap. You know, it's a conclusion. I was telling them the God of Abraham woke me up this morning and told me, you got to give a conclusion to this whole matter. Because the people don't understand the seriousness behind fallen leaders that can't lead them nowhere. Okay, and this
right.
is what I'm seeing right now as a prophetess of the God of the Hebrews. I see that these leaders that the people are falling is not leading them nowhere but to the church. Nowhere
That's
but right. to the church. Right, sis?
That's right.
Yeah. And we have That's to come all. From out of here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. It's time to come out of there. Because we've been
it's
in there
time.
500 years now. By a long time, right?
Yep. That's right. Wickedness in high places. We need
yes.
to come out of them high places.
Yes. Yes, sis. So he wanted us to come back on, my sister, and recap today and make a conclusion to who will lead the Hebrew nation. We need to
yes.
understand that. We need to know who will lead us. Because half of the Hebrews don't even believe, most of them don't even believe that God can lead them. I'm talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They think some man is going to lead
yeah.
them somewhere and show them something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and that's the problem. That's the problem. They have so much faith, so much trust, and so much hope in a man. And this is what's making our God very angry right now. Okay?
Yeah.
So I'm going to go into my first scripture, sir. I'm not going to be long today. I'm not going to be long. We just need to recap a few things and let the people know who's going to be the leader, who's going to lead us out of this mess that we are in, right, sis? We're in a lot of mess, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Yes, sis. Yes. And it seemed like to me everybody's talking about the same thing and doing the same stuff. What about you?
That's right.
Every,
I agree
yes.
100%.
Okay. Yes. Everybody talking about where we need to go and how we need to do this and how, and you know, and it's all about the holy days. And no, man, it's not about none of that right now. It's not about none of that. Because the children of Israel, our ancestors, they polluted all the holy days. They polluted them just like they polluted it right now. The same stuff
yeah.
that's going on. It's nothing new under the sun. They polluted it then, and they polluted it now. Okay? You,
that's right.
They are, yes, sir. So let's go into our first verse. Genesis chapter 6, verse 9 through 22. Genesis 6, verse 9 through 22. We got to come up with a conclusion today. Who's going to
okay.
lead Israel? Who's going to lead them out of all of this doctrine and tradition? Because that's exactly
okay.
what it is.
All right.
All right, sis. Okay, let's go to Genesis chapter 6. And we're going to pick it up at verse 9 through 22. See, the God
okay.
of the Hebrews, he's not going to let me rest. He's not going to let me rest, sis. He woke me up and said, no, you need to go back on. And you got to let these people know. You got to tell them. You got to tell them the seriousness of what's going on right now, because they're not getting it. They're not getting it. They're not understanding that I'm about to hurt some people in a minute. So I'm trying to warn them and wake them up before that happens.
Yeah.
Okay, Genesis 6. Okay, so... Okay, verse 9. Okay, let's go back to the beginning. Let's go back to Noah when it all began, when the world began and all of that stuff. Let's go back, man. Let's go back. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth was also corrupt before the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the earth was filled with violence.
Mm-hmm.
And the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob looked upon the earth, just like he's doing right now. Looked upon the earth. And
mm-hmm.
behold, it was corrupt. It was corrupt. For all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. Who is them? The people that's ruling this world, and the children of Israel that's following these people and doing whatever these people tell them to do. Okay? The earth has become corrupt and it has become full of violence. Okay? That's why you got so much death. You got so much kidnappings and rapes and murders and a sickness. You got all kind of stuff going on among the earth right now because it is corrupt. And who corrupted? We, the people, corrupted it, and the people that's ruling it corrupted it. Okay? But it's filled with violence. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Genesis 16:13. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shall thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without. Pitch. Verse 15. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. And a window shall thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shall thou finish it above, and the door of the ark shall thou set in the side. Thereof with lower, second, and third story shall thou make it. Behold, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh wherein is the breath of life. From under heaven, and everything that's in the earth shall die. This is about to happen right now again. But it will not be water this time, Hebrews, Christians. This time it will be fire. Fire. The fireballs are come. They're going to come from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and burn up everything in this wicked, corrupted earth. Okay? Verse 18. But with thee, Noah, I will establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons, and thy wife, and thy wives with thee. So what I want to say about this scripture right here, to recap. Noah was a perfect man. He was a just man, okay, and the God of Abraham established his covenant with Noah, just like he established it with Moses, just like he established it with Abraham, okay, he established a covenant with Noah, and Noah was also a prophet, okay. That's what he was. He wasn't no ordinary man. He wasn't no elder. He wasn't no pastor. He was none of that because he was able to hear the God of the Hebrews speaking to him and telling him what he needed to do for the children of Israel and for his family. In order to hear God, you got to be a prophet. You got to be a prophet. And let me go back up, and then I'm going to come back down. I'm going to go back up to Genesis 6, verse 9.
Wow.
Come on. We're going to establish who's going to lead the Hebrew nation. We're going to establish that. Because this is what the God of the Hebrews want us to do. Okay, sis? And these are the generation. Noah was a judge. He was perfect. And he walked before God. Okay? And the earth was full of corruption. Verse 11. The earth is full of corruption right now, sis. Everything is corrupted. Mm-hmm. And when you look up the Hebrew number corrupt, it is Hebrew number for corrupt. I'm reading Genesis chapter 6, verse 11. It's Hebrew number 7843. To decay, that is ruined, that is destroyed, perish, corrupt. The earth right now that we are living in is very, very corrupted.
Mm-hmm.
We, the people, have corrupted the earth. Why and how did the earth become so corrupted, sir? Because we have not did what the God of Abraham told us to do. That's how the earth have become corrupted. He put us in this earth to take care of the earth. Am I right?
That's right.
Yes, he put Adam, our father, in the earth. Till the ground, to take care of the garden, to take care of the food, to take care of the vegetable, to take care of the cattle. But are we doing that, sis?
No.
No, and I want to know why. I want to know why. And the God of the Hebrews want to know why his people that he put in this earth to take care of his earth is not doing what he put them here to do. He want to know why. He want to know why we not taking care of his earth. Why we not taking care of the cattle. Why we not taking care of his forest. Why we not taking care of his trees. Why? Because we are too busy. We are too busy doing what these leaders, elders, bishops, bosses on our job, people that rule this earth and telling us what we need to do and how we need to live and what we need to do when we live. We are too busy serving them and obeying them and doing what they have taught us to do. And that's why the earth is corrupt and don't nobody care about the earth. Don't nobody care about the God of the Hebrew creation. We are actually destroying his creation. But he spoke to Noah, a prophet. He spoke to Noah, a prophet. And he told Noah, the earth is violent. The earth is full of corruption. And I am about to come back and kill everybody in the earth will die. And this is what's getting ready to happen in a little while. So this is why we must reestablish. We must recap who will lead the Hebrew nation. Because back then, before the flood, it was a man, and his name was Noah, and he was a prophet. And the God of the Hebrews told him to build an ark so the people that want to follow him could come inside and be saved. And that's what it's going to take today, a prophet or a prophetess to show the people the right way to be saved. They got to be preserved through a prophet. Noah was a prophet. So the whole earth is violent now. It's all violent and violence. Let me look that up in the Hebrew. Hold on, sis. Give me 1 minute. Ugh. It's all about a prophet. It's not about about you leaders, you elders, you big. It's not about y'all. It never have been, and it never will be. I don't care how much you come with your doctrine, your teaching, all your stuff you say you got. You got the truth, and you going hard. It's never been about you. You cannot lead the people of the God of the Hebrews. Okay, let's keep going, sis.
Mm-hmm.
The Hebrew number for violence is 2555. Wrong. Cruelty. Cruelty. False. The God of the Hebrews said the earth was filled with violence. False. Injustice. Oppression. Cruelty, unjust, wrongly being treated, unrighteousness. And these can everybody think right now in the Hebrew nation that they serve in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that they keeping the law, that they keeping the holy days, that they making the God of the Hebrews happy. No, you are not making them happy because the earth is full of violence. And if he was happy, we wouldn't have no violence in the earth right now. If you was doing what he wanted you to do, the earth would not be corrupt right now. It shows you
right, people
that we are serving the wrong God and we are doing the wrong things.
Yeah, that's true. I believe that.
Okay,
to the fullest, 100.
Okay, sister, and I'm going to go down now. I'm going down to the last verse in Genesis chapter 6. And
okay.
Noah was a prophet, sister. He was a prophet.
Mm-hmm.
He had a lot of power, sister. He had a lot of power. Do you agree?
Uh-huh.
Yes. He had, and the only people had power in the Bible was prophets. Do you agree?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, sir. Okay. This man could hear. He could hear what the God of the Hebrews said. He can hear him. He told him what to do, when to do it, and how. I'm going down to verse 18. Verse 19. So he verse Genesis 6:18. So he established a covenant with Noah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because he is a prophet. Anytime that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob establish a covenant with someone, they are a prophet. Because the prophets are the ones that have to tell the children of Israel what just said the God of Abraham wants them to do. So he always established a covenant with the prophets so the prophets can tell the people what they need to do and what they need to know. Verse 19. And of every living thing, of all flesh, two of every sort shall thou bring into the ark to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female. Okay, even the God of the Hebrews was concerned about animals. He wanted to keep them alive so we can have some food to eat. Sis, where do we go get our food at right now? Where do we buy our food, sis?
Okay.
Tell me. Come on.
From the devil.
From the deli. From the market. From Walmart. From all these grocery stores. Myers.
Yeah, from. Mm-hmm.
When we supposed to be eating the food that Noah kept alive for us, sis. You hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We supposed to be doing that, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But why are we not doing it, sis? Tell me why. Tell me why,
We're
sis.
We're being misled. We're being misled.
Yes, my sister. Is the elders telling us that? Are they telling the people that they need to have their own food?
No. Mm-mm. Absolutely not.
Okay. Are they telling the people what they need to do to get their own food?
No. They're telling them to come to them because they have a food pantry. Remember,
okay.
They're under the 501(c). They're getting paid from the government.
Okay, yes. So they want the people to continue eating all that nasty meat and that nasty satanic clone meat. It's clone.
Yeah.
It ain't even real meat. It's clone meat.
Yeah.
You see how the God of Abraham have tried to preserve us through the prophet Noah?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, sus. Verse 20. Of fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing on the earth after his kind, two of everyone's sort shall come into them and live alive. Mm-hmm. Verse 21. This is the last verse of Genesis 6. And take thou unto thee all food. Look at here, sister. He told the prophet Noah. Oh, my God. Take unto thee, Noah, all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be food. It shall be for food for thee and for them.
Wow.
She spoke to me, sus, about 2 months ago and told me to stop eating the food in these markets.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's putting demons in the people.
Yeah.
And making the people sick, man. That's why you got so much demonism going on. Because it's the food.
Yeah. Talk to me. You spend some knowledge now, because my father, he didn't eat this food. And his body was healthy, but his liver was bad because he was an alcoholic.
Okay.
But he didn't consume a lot of food.
Okay. Okay.
So I believe that wholeheartedly.
Okay, sus. We got to have our own food, sus. If we're going to serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we got to have our own everything, sus. We are a kingdom.
Yeah.
We are a kingdom. We are a powerful people. But the leaders are making us weak.
Yeah.
You agree? Okay, sus.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes, yeah, sus. They're making us weak. But when Noah got off the ark, sus, what did he do? When the prophet Noah got off the ark, because that's what he is, a prophet, what did he do?
You said, what did he do when he got off the ark? He did what was commanded of him.
Uh-huh.
He did what was commanded of him.
Right, sus.
Yeah. He followed everything that was commanded of him.
Yes, and the Father told him to do what? Multiply, right? And refill the earth.
Because
he had killed everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to happen, sis. That's what's going to happen.
I know.
90% of this world is getting ready to die, sis.
To die. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And to know, but you know what, sister? I just found out. Well, that's another topic. So we'll talk about that later. So what you saying, I believe.
Okay, sus. Okay, sus. 90%, sus. And this is why he has this divine platform right here, sus, for us. Because he wants the remnant, sus. He wants the remnant. To wake up. To wake up and see the truth, sus. We've been deceived, sus. We've been deceived. We've been lied to by everybody. Everybody have lied to us. We have took our whole life, sus, and gave it to man. Am I telling the truth?
You telling the truth? Yeah, we have done that. Yeah, we have done that.
And this is why the earth is corrupt. Because instead of serving our God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we've been serving who?
Man.
There you go, sis. And we're going to go to our next scripture. Genesis chapter 5. Genesis chapter 15. Let's go into Abraham because he was another prophet. Okay? You got all these prophets in the Bible, but they don't want to believe in prophets. Abraham was also a prophet. Genesis 5. Because they want to keep the people deceived. They want to keep the people deceived. They want to keep the people bound, paying money and giving them money and giving them all their time. And I'm not only talking about the leaders of this. I'm not only talking about the elders and the leaders. I'm talking about the people that rule this world also, sir. Right?
Right.
They want to keep us away from our God. And what he told us to do when he created our father Adam, he told Adam, you and your wife, till the ground, take care of the animals, take care of my land. But what did they do, sis?
They, what do you mean?
What did Adam and Eve do when the father told them what to do?
They did exactly what they wanted to do. The same thing we're doing today.
Yes, sir.
What we want to do.
Yes, sir.
They rebel. They
rebel. They rebel, sir. Okay? This is what it is, man. This is what it is. Okay, Genesis 15. Yeah. Genesis 15, verse 1 through 18. I don't think I'm going to go through all that. I'm going to try.
Okay.
Genesis 15. And this is a covenant that the God of the Hebrews made with Abraham. He made one with Noah. He made one with Abraham. He made one with Moses. Okay? Come on. Come on. He made one. Because
wow.
They prophets. Abraham was a prophet. And after these things, the word of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob came unto Abram in a vision, sir.
In a vision.
A vision. There it go. So, he speaks. Let me get that scripture, sir. Hold on. Hold on. What? Oh, God. I can't get it. He says, can you find that scripture for me, please?
Which one?
Where the God of the Hebrews said he only speaks to his prophets through dreams and visions.
Okay. Let me pull that up.
Yeah, he speaks to them through visions and dreams. Find that, and I'm going to keep reading this. And after these things, the word of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob came unto Abraham in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram. I am thy shield and thy exceedingly great reward. And Abram said unto the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, what will thou give me, seeing I go childless? So they was having a conversation. He seen a vision. He came to Abraham in a vision. He showed him a solitude. Remember last night, sis, we was talking about solitudes?
Uh-huh.
In the ministry of the prophet. Remember we read that in Hosea?
Yep.
Yes, sis. So he showed Abraham a... Okay. Read for me, sis.
Okay. He said, listen to my words. Okay,
what verse?
Numbers chapter 12, verse 6.
Okay.
Numbers chapter 12, verse 6.
All right.
He said, listen to my words
when there is a prophet among you, I, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, reveal mm-hmm. myself to them in vision. I speak mm. to them in dreams.
Wow, sis. So from us reading Genesis 15:1, Abraham had to be a prophet, right?
Yeah.
Because he had a vision, right?
Yeah.
Can you get a precept to that?
Okay, hold on.
If you had your e-sword up, you could get a good one. And after these things, the word of the God of Abraham and Isaac came to Abraham in a vision. My sister Tarina just read to you Hebrews, Christians, that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob only speak to a prophet in a vision. And face to face, there's other scriptures in the Bible say he speak to you face to, he speak to them face to face, mouth to mouth. And this is how he was talking to Abraham. And Abraham said, Abraham said, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, what would thy give me, seeing I go childless? And the steward of my house, this Eleazar, is of the Damascus. And Abraham said, behold, to me, thou hast given no seed. And lo, one born in my house is my heir. And behold, the word of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob came unto him, saying, they was having a conversation. Abraham could hear the God of the Hebrews just like Moses could hear him, just like Noah could hear him, just like Samuel could hear him, just like Ezekiel could hear him. He could hear him because he is a prophet. He was a prophet. And he said, verse 4, 15:4 Genesis, and behold, the word of the God of Abraham came unto him, saying, this shall not be thy heir, but he that is come forth out of thy own bowels shall be thy heir, on my Isaac. And he brought him forth abroad and said, look now towards heaven. Look what the God of the Hebrews is telling Abraham in a vision. Look now towards heaven and tell me the stars, if they be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. He was speaking to him in the prophetic. He was speaking to him in prophecy. He was giving him a prophecy about the seed and the heir of his inheritance. He was prophesizing to Abraham, our father. He was speaking to him prophetic. He was speaking to him something that was going to come to pass. And he only speaks to prophets like that. Now you show me. You show me, elders. You show me, leaders. You show me where the God of the Hebrews spoke to anybody else like that other than a prophet. Let me keep going. We are today, the title of this show, recap, conclusion of the whole matter. Who will lead the Hebrew nation? And he believed. And the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and counted it him for righteousness. And he said unto him, oh God, I'm sorry, sis. Sis, could you got it? You got a precept? Not yet. You should have had
actually,
your
key. You know what? I put the wrong verse in there. It was 6.
Okay.
Numbers 12.
You got your e-sport up?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have it up.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to go down to verse 6. Genesis 6:6. We're going to take this all the way to 18. Genesis 1:18. All the way from Genesis chapter 15, verse 1 through 18. We have verse 6 now. And he will lead, and he counted for righteousness. Verse 7, and he said unto him, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldees to give thee this land to inherit it. And he said, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? They're having a conversation. They're talking together, one-on-one, face-to-face, ear-to-ear. And he said unto him, take me an heifer. Look at here, sis. Genesis 15, verse 9. Take me a heifer of 3 years old and a she-goat of 3 years old and a ram of 3 years old and a turtle dove and a young pigeon.
Mm-hmm.
He had his own food. He didn't have to go out nowhere on Passover and Feast of Tabernacles and go up in these markets and buy all this contaminated satanic food. He had his own food. Noah had his own food. They all had their own food. So that's why we don't have our own food. But we said we've been led by God, the right God. Abraham had his own. The God of the Hebrews told him, go get me a ram, go get me a turtle, go get me a pigeon. And he took to him, verse 10, all these and divided them in the midst and laid each piece one against another. But the birds divided he not. Verse 11. And when the fowls came down upon the carcass, Abraham drove them away. And when the sun was going down, sis, another day was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and lo, in horror of great darkness fell upon him. And he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land. He was prophesizing. He was speaking prophetically. I told you the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob only deal in the prophetic. He only deal in the prophetic. He don't deal in nothing but the prophetic. And he need a prophet to do that. And he said, you're going to have your inheritance. They're going to be a stranger in the land for 400 years. So that's how we got to Egypt, our ancestors. Because it was prophecy, right, sir?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It was prophesied to Abraham, the prophet, that we was going to be there for 400 years in Egypt. And he said, verse 14, and also the nations whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterwards shall they come out with great substance. He told Abraham all of that. I'm going to take Pharaoh down. I'm going to judge Pharaoh and his country. And the children of Israel going to come out with great substance. This happened, sir. This happened. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace and shall be buried in a good old age. But what I want to say right now, when he put all the food on the altar that he had made. I had somebody to tell me the other night, the only way you can deal with the sacrifice of the God of the Hebrews, you got to be what? A priest, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what somebody told us the other night, right?
Right.
You got to be a priest. Or you got to be what, a governor or something?
Right, yep.
No, man. No, Abraham was not a priest. And he didn't have on no ephod either, okay, sis?
Right.
He did not have on no ephod either. And we was also told that you got to have on an ephod in order to deal with the sacrifice of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Was not this a sacrifice that Abraham gave to him?
Mm-hmm.
Is that not what the God of Abraham and Isaac asked Abraham to get him? A pigeon and a goat?
Mm-hmm.
Did he have on an EPOD?
No.
That you can see? Okay. Case closed. That's over, man. That's over. That's false doctrine and false teaching. Let me keep going. I'm going to go all the way. I'm finished with that. I just wanted to show that Abraham is a prophet. He was a prophet. He could hear him.
Yes.
He could see visions. What do you have, sis, for your precept?
You know what, sister? I can't work that east ward that you told me to get. We got to talk about how to use that. But anyway, I have
okay.
I pulled up the internet, rebellion and disorder.
Let's go to Numbers 12, verse 3 and 4, and see what you got there for me. Read that.
Okay, 3 and 4?
I'm sorry, Numbers chapter 12, verse 3 through 14.
Okay, I have...
What do it say, Numbers 12, verse 3?
Verse 3. Now the man Moses was a very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob spake suddenly unto Moses and unto Aaron and unto Miriam. Did I pronounce it right?
Miriam.
Come out, ye three, unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And they three came out. Number
yes.
5. And the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and
mm-hmm.
they both came forth.
Mm.
6.
Yes.
And he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, will make myself known unto him in a vision and will speak unto him in a vision.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going,
sis.
Okay, my servant Moses is not so. Who is faithful in all my house?
Just like Abraham was faithful, right? Was Abraham faithful?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, keep going.
With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in the dark speeches. And the similitude of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob shall behold. Wherefore then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?
Now, sis, did he not, we just left Genesis 15, did he not speak to Abraham face to face? In a vision?
Yes, he did. In the vision,
just
yes,
like,
he did.
And he was talking to him, and he wasn't talking mm-hmm. to him in dark speeches either, right?
Right.
He told Abraham exactly what he was going to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he told Abraham
yes.
exactly what he wanted, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was
yep.
not in dark speeches. Abraham was a major prophet just like Moses, just like Noah. So let's keep going. So thank you, sir, for getting that for me. Thank you.
Okay.
And so are you following me right now?
Yeah.
You got something you want to say? Go ahead.
Did you want me to keep going?
I just wanted to show the people what was going on with Abraham when the God of the Hebrews
okay.
was talking to him. That he was talking to
okay.
him in visions, and he was speaking to him mouth
right.
to mouth. Because he's a prophet,
right.
just like Moses. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, let's go to the next one. The next one's going to be in Habakkuk. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3.
Okay.
Okay, sis. Thank you very much. My sister Tarina, she hanging with me, man. Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so happy. I'm so happy. Oh, I know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob gonna really bring you out, sis. He's gonna do it for you this time. He's gonna do it for you this time. He's gonna do it for you.
Yes.
You ain't gonna be no more struggling up in there. You hear me? It's gonna be clear. Everything gonna be perfectly clear. Watch.
Okay.
Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3. You want to read it for us? Yeah, Habakkuk chapter 2. Habakkuk, one of the prophets, one of the minor prophets. Yeah, over there by Hosea and all that. Joel, one of the minor prophets. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3. Ain't nothing in the Bible but prophets, sus. That's all you got. Carrying the word of the God of the Hebrews. Ain't nothing but prophets. They the only one who wrote the Bible. Prophets. Prophets wrote the Bible. Not no elders and not no pastors. Prophets. And I'm going to prove that tonight. I'm going to prove that. I'm going to prove that. Not tonight, today. I'm going to prove that. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3.
Okay. Habakkuk chapter 2. Okay.
Go ahead and read that for me, sir, if you don't mind.
Chapter 2, verse 3?
Yes, ma'am.
Just verse 3, that's it?
Yes, just one verse.
Okay. For the revelation awaits an appointed time.
Are you reading the King James Version, sir? Because mine say vision.
Okay, wait a minute. This is the NIV done popped up.
Yeah, which the vision is a revelation. Yeah, exactly. Right.
Hold on. Okay, you said chapter 2.
Verse 3. Could I have some water, brother? Please.
For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it surely come. It will surely come. It will not tarry.
See that, sis? You remember what he told? Remember what he told Noah? It came to pass, didn't it? What he told Abraham, it came to pass. It was a vision. It was a prophetic. He says, the appointed time, sir. And your time is right now, my sister. You hear me? Your time is right now. We're going in overtime right now. Your time is right now, my sister. And the vision is for appointed time, sir. Don't try to figure nothing out. Just follow the journey and the path that you're on right now. Everything's going to be clear to you in a minute. Okay, Habakkuk was a prophet, and the God of the Hebrews spoke to him in what?
A vision.
Vision, sis. Okay, let's do it. Okay, 1 Samuel 15:29.
1 Samuel 15:29?
Yes. Whatever the God of the Hebrews tells us, it's going to come to pass. Whatever he tells his prophets, it's going to come to pass. Believe me. Believe me. Just wait for it. Just wait for it. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. He ain't never lied to his prophets. And he never will, because he's not a man that he should tell a lie. Okay, 1 Samuel 15:29, sister.
15:29.
Yes. Go ahead and read that for me.
29. Okay. And also the strength of Israel will not lie
nor repent, for he is not a man that he should repent.
Yes, sir. He ain't gonna lie
wow.
to his. He ain't never lied
right.
to none of his prophets. And all these leaders that you seeing up in these religious institutions, they ain't doing nothing but telling lies because they can't hear the God of the Hebrews. They are not prophets. He don't speak to them in visions and dreams and prophetic like you dealt with Moses and Abraham and all of them. That's why you got so much falsehood. How many times you went up in a church and they told you you was going to be healed and this was going to happen and nothing happened, right?
Uh-huh.
Exactly, sir. This is how you know you're dealing with a real prophet. When it comes to pass, like Abaka said, it will happen. It will happen.
It will happen, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Wait for it. Okay, the God of Israel, he's not a man that he's going to tell a lie, that he's going to repent.
Uh-huh.
When he told Noah, make the ark, I'm going to kill everybody. Isn't that what he did?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's
what he said he was going to do, and that's what he did. When he told Abraham that his seed was going to be in Egypt in another country, isn't that what happened?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so he said he was going to destroy Egypt. Isn't that what happened?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's go. First, let's go. We're going to go into the New Testament now. Is it okay with you?
Go ahead.
Okay. 2 Peter, because everything that I'm going to read is going to take us right back to the Torah, okay?
Uh-huh.
That's the only way I deal with the New Testament. Everything that I read in the New Testament, it takes me right back to the Torah, right?
Right. Right.
That's how I deal with it. That's how I know it's true, what is placed there. If it don't take me back to the Torah, then I don't deal with it. Okay.
Right.
2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21.
Okay, wait. 1 second, sister.
Okay. Again, we're in overtime right now. Yes, we're in overtime right now.
Okay, well, let me make sure don't let it happen to this phone this time.
Yeah, we're in overtime right now.
Oh, my goodness. Hold on.
Okay.
I'm going to break down all these scriptures you've given me.
Okay.
Oh boy, what did I just?
What, your book?
Huh?
You lost your glasses or what?
My ink pen.
Just
my
go get another one. Your favorite. Well, you already know who don't want you to write nothing, okay?
Right. Okay, here it is. I got it.
Okay. Yes. Okay. We're going to go to 2 Peter now, chapter 1, verse 21.
You said 2 Peter.
1:21. See, the elders and the leaders of these Hebrew Israelite congregation and Christian churches, they don't want to deal with the prophetic. Am I right, sir?
Yeah.
They don't deal with the prophetic.
They don't want to deal with it because their flesh can't handle it. They can't deal without it.
Yes.
So
they can't deal with it.
Excuse.
Okay.
See where they are. Yeah.
Okay.
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 Second Peter.
As you can see, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he dealt with all the people in the Bible that he wanted to deal with. He dealt with them in the what? Prophetic. Can you see that? With dreams and visions. Okay.
Yeah. I believe that because he's just how he speaks to me in dreams and visions.
Good.
He was just talking about that.
You must be a prophetess then.
I've been running for a long time, sister. Running for a long time. I've been seeing a lot of visions and seeing a lot. We'll talk about that another day. But everything I've seen so far has come to pass. So I know what you're saying is true.
All right, prophetess, come on. 2 Peter 1:21.
Okay. We have, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.
Oh my gosh. Read that again, sister. Read it. That's taking us back to what? It's taking us back to the Torah, right?
Yeah. For the prophecy came not in the old time by the will of man, but holy men of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.
Now you know what holy men he's talking about, don't you? Is he talking about elders? Yeah. Who
are
you talking about?
No.
Who are you talking about, sis?
The prophets.
The prophets, exactly. They the ones wrote the Tanakh. Did they not write the Tanakh?
Well, they had to write it. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Now, let me look up the word prophecy right here. Thank you, sis. But the prophecy came not in old times by the will of man, but by holy men of God spake as they was moved by the Holy Spirit. What is the... See that, sis? That's that prophetic. That's that manifestation that I was talking about last night. Remember? The manifestation. Let me look up prophecy. Prophecy is Greek number 4394. It's a prophecy, prediction. Prediction. Scripture. Look, so scripture or other. Prophecy, prophesizing. So all the scriptures that we have, sis, in the Torah, in the Tanakh, sis, the holy men, which are the prophets of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they was moved by the Holy Spirit to write the scriptures and the Bible verses that we have right now today, because it's a prophecy. It says scripture or other prediction. You with me?
Yeah.
Ain't no elder wrote nothing.
Right.
Ain't no elder wrote nothing, okay? Ain't no pastor wrote nothing. Ain't no bishop wrote nothing. All that we have right now comes from the holy men of God, which are the prophets. And they the only ones can lead the children of Israel back to the Father, because right now our earth is corrupted, it's full of violence, we corrupted, and we're going to have another Noah or another Moses or another prophet or another prophetess to lead us, or a prophetess like Deborah to lead us back to our Father. Now, sis, Luke chapter 1, verse 70. and then you can come with what you got. Luke 1:7.
Luke 1:7.
Luke 1:70.
Luke.
We've been lied to, Hebrews. We've been deceived. Very, very bad. Again, I can't tell you that enough. You have been deceived. You are polluted.
Okay.
You're polluting. You are polluting.
Okay.
Stop talking about you keeping the holy days. You're not. You're not. You deceived. Luke 1:70.
Okay. Luke.
Verse 70.
As he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began. Wow.
Ooh, my. Look at all of this stuff that your leaders and elders overlook because they operate in the doctrine of man. And everything that they've been taught, they're teaching it to us.
And the flesh.
Yep, and the flesh. There you go, sir. Not the prophetic, not the spirit. They don't have no spirit. They don't believe in the spirit at all.
Right.
But it's going to take the Holy Spirit. Okay, so the next one is, wait a minute. The next one is Numbers 16:28.
Okay.
And one more after that, and then you can say what you need to say, sir. I'm going to be quiet.
Numbers 16:28. Okay, Numbers 16:28. And Moses said, by this you shall know that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob has sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them of my own will. Wow.
Woo, my. Everything he was operating was divine. Divine from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He never did anything in his own will. And you just read in Luke 1:70, and as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophet.
Wow.
Which have been since the world was to begin. When did the world begin, sus?
You said when did the world begin?
Yes, because he has spoke by his holy prophet since then.
Since Adam and Eve.
Thank you, sus. Thank you. That's when he starts speaking to his holy prophets, his holy men of God. They the only ones holy. No one else is holy. It's just the prophets. It ain't no elders, man. No way. You're gonna the elders the one killed Christ, the Messiah. They killed him. Because he came to tell. Yeah, they took him out, man, because they didn't want to hear. They didn't want to hear what the prophet Messiah was telling them, man. They killed the prophet. They killed all the prophets.
Yeah.
Last one. Okay, sir. Yes, sir. Last one.
With that being said, did you believe? I want to ask you a question before you go ahead. Do you believe that Martin Luther King and Malcolm X was a prophet that was sent?
Martin Luther King? Do I believe
and
he was a prophet? No.
You don't believe neither one of them were prophets?
Malcolm X, I believe I'm gonna tell you what I really believe about
because
that.
Remember, before Malcolm X was assassinated, he had a change of mind with where he was going. And so that's when they killed him, because him and Martin Luther King got together.
I believe that there was prophets. I believe that they was prophets that the God of Abraham wanted to use, but they became corrupted. They became corrupted and started following doctrine and tradition, right?
Right, but then they was coming together.
Okay.
Together, they sometimes, with clean and steer the people the right way, but then they were murdered.
Okay. Okay.
Right after they met, for the first time, saying that they're coming together, that's when they were murdered.
Okay. And so yeah, I do believe in Martin Luther King and Malcolm X, but I just know they didn't do what the God of Abraham wanted them to do. I do believe that they did not. Yeah. They was very strong. They was very strong speakers. I do believe they was prophets. Yes, very strong speakers.
Yeah.
So the last one is Matthew 24, says 37 through 39, and then you can say whatever you want to say after that.
Okay, you said Matthew 24,
37 through 39. It's going to take us right back to the Torah. I told you, I don't deal with the New Testament through 39, yes. It's going to take us right back to the Torah. Watch.
But, okay, Matthew 37.
Verse
24, 37. Yeah. But as the days of Noah were, so shall...
Can you wait, sister? Can you talk louder? Sister, can you get in the mic a little better?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you better now.
Okay. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the God of Abraham. Oh, no, I'm sorry. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
So you asked me today, when was he coming? He on his way, sis. He on his way. Because the earth is corrupted and it's full of violence.
Oh, yeah, very corrupt.
Yeah.
This week way past, I was just telling somebody, I think I was telling my son or Jean or somebody. Or maybe I was talking to you this morning when I said we way past Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
We done outdid them already. So,
yes, sir. Yes.
Something is about to happen. They done named a transvestite woman of the year. Okay, now that's way deeper than Sodom and Gomorrah.
My. Yes, sir. So yeah, see the Messiah, he went all the way back to Noah, right? All the way back to Noah the prophet, because he was a prophet himself. Okay. So he only speak when he came on the earth. He only was speaking what the prophets were speaking, mostly. Most of the time, that's all he was. He was going right back to the Torah, right back to the Torah. Okay. So yes, we are right here. We right now. But who will lead the Hebrew nation? nobody but a prophet.
But a prophet.
Yes.
Yes.
Only. Only. Now, you can go ahead and give me your scriptures.
Okay, I was just going to touch on Jeremiah 23.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm sure this was part of your your lesson, but I just want to touch on that again.
Okay, Jeremiah 23. Nobody can save us but a prophet. A prophet is. It's just point blank. It's point blank. Point blank. Okay. 23 of Jeremiah. You want me to read it?
Yeah. To read verse 20, verse 1 through 2. Yeah, read 1 and 2.
Okay.
Yeah, 1 and 2.
Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, said the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Therefore, thus said the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, against the pastors that feed my people, ye have scattered my flock and driven them away, and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doings, said the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Okay. And then I want to go to Isaiah 56 and 9.
Okay.
Isaiah
56, 9 through 11. Yea, they are greedy dogs, which can never have enough. And they are shepherds that cannot understand. Thank you, sister. They all look to their own way, everyone for his gain from his quarter. Keep going.
Did you miss 9? I want you to start.
Oh, okay, let me start over. Isaiah 56, verse 9. All ye beasts of the field, come to devour. Yes. Ye all ye beasts in the forest, his watchmen are blind. Talking about the children of Israel. They are all ignorant. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark. Sleeping, laying down, and loving to slumber. Yea, they are greedy dogs, which can never have enough. Never have enough. And they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way, every one from his gain and from his quarter. Yes, sir. These are all the leaders of the Hebrew Israelite in the Christian church.
Today.
Right now.
Yeah.
Today. Right now.
Today.
Right now. Every last one of them.
Every last one of them, yes.
Every last one of them, sir. And
yep.
Isaiah tried to do what? Go to them and what?
And warn them. We tried to tell them. Tried to save them. Tried to warn them.
Okay. What else you want to say on that one?
You just covered it all. You said that these are the pastors today.
Yes.
The point that I asked that to what you were saying, you know, because I didn't hear that one last night. So I said, oh, see, that'll go good with what you was, you know, bringing
out today.
Perfect.
Perfect. This is a perfect one to go today. They are arrogant. They're ignorant. They don't have no sense of. They don't have no knowledge. They don't have no wisdom. They don't have nothing, no property. They don't have nothing but something that was handed down to them from another man, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yep. Eldar, all of them Hebrew Israelite camps and organizations, all they talking about is something that they was giving to them 50 years ago and 20 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's it. And they're not even, and Elder Ricard, you know, I hate to address him while he can't defend himself, but while I was following that Hebrew Academy, he was one of the ones I even found the papers, the PDF files that he was teaching with on the internet. It was a replica of somebody else's message. Yeah, that's when I stopped following that camp, because I'm like, he's not even anointed. He's reading somebody else's information.
Yes, sir. Exactly. And that's all the people are getting. It says right here, they dumb dogs. That in the Hebrew, that means, that's Hebrew number 483, speechless us. They are speechless.
They're not doing anything. They're not anointed. They're not having visions and dreams. So they have to replicate somebody else's message.
Exactly. That's what's going on, my sister. That's exactly what's going on. And they don't push all the prophets out, the holy men of God, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they teaching the people that they don't exist no more and all of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I see what's going on now, man. I can see it so clear now. Yeah, this is perfect. That's perfect. Yeah, so do you have another one, or that'll be it?
No, that's it. I just wanted to add to what you were talking about and just trying to, you know, help get everything that needs to be out. You know, that scripture, I felt that that was given to me this morning to give to you.
Okay. And you see what Isaiah called them, dumb dogs, right? Look what the prophet called them. Dumb dog.
Yeah.
Wow.
Greedy. That's greedy dog. Greedy dog.
Yes. Woo.
That'll highlight Creflo Dollar, TDJ.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
All the Hebrew Israelite camps, yes. All of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very, very, very strange behavior in these churches. Mm-hmm.
And they love to slumber.
Go ahead.
They love to slumber, sirs. That's what it said in Hebrew. It's 5:1-2:3. Drowsiness. They're very weak. They ain't got no power, no energy, no nothing for the people, man. They not leading the people nowhere, right? Nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So this is why they kill Isaiah, huh? Them elders and high priests. They didn't want to hear Isaiah, so they killed them, right? My God.
Yep.
So again, will you ask me today, why did Christ come, the Messiah? He came because the elders and the high priest was ruling Jerusalem with tradition and doctrine. And they was destroying the children of Israel. Like they doing today, they destroying the children of Israel, man, with their doctrine and their tradition. And that's why they was telling the people, he's not real. He's not real. He's a devil. Don't believe in nothing he's saying. And that's what today they teaching the people, that Christ is not, the Messiah is not real. Because they don't want the people to see that he was coming with the true doctrine of the Father. They don't want the people to see the true gospel, the true doctrine. They want the people to see the tradition and the religion and the doctrine of man. So that's why they killed him, the elders and the high priest, because they didn't want the people to see the divine truth. They wanted them to keep following them and doing what they had them doing. And Christ, the Messiah, really came to free them from the doctrine and the religion. But instead of him freeing them, the people crucified him, sir, and they killed him. They killed the prophet of Jerusalem. They killed him. And they killed Peter, Paul. And his name ain't Paul. That's just something they created, man. You know, they killed all the disciples. All the prophets. They was prophets. Because if you think about it, all the prophets, they killed all of them.
Wow.
Just so they can have the religion and the doctrine that we see today and that we saw back then. That's why I said, they don't want the prophets to live, because the prophet's going to correct them. And the prophet's going to prophesize what's going to happen to them if they keep on deceiving the God's people. But I'm done. You've been listening today. Recapping collusion of the whole matter. Who will lead the Hebrew nation? This is Sister Radio Talk Show. This is Sister Tarina. We've been here today, and we got to go right now. We got to go right now, and we just wanted to come on today and just recap everything, and because next week we're going to be going into a whole different topic. But I want to clarify today, Israel, Hebrew nation, that the only people will be able to lead you in this corrupt, violent world that we living in is a man or woman of God. And that is a prophet or prophetess.
Mm-hmm.
And all you leaders and elders and T.D. Jakes and George Myers and all you people that's got the people to see, if y'all don't get out the way, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob going to move you out the way through death. Through death. Because that's the only way he can get to his people. He got to get you out the way. Some kind of way.
Good.
So he can get to his people. Some kind of death, some kind of destruction. Something is going to happen in this world, like he told Noah. And I just read to you in Matthew where Christ the Messiah said, it's just like the days of Noah. And everybody died in the days of Noah. Am I right, sis?
Yeah.
But he's going to have a remnant this time. He made a covenant with Noah and told Noah, I'm not going to destroy the whole earth this time. I'm not going to destroy everybody in the earth. I'm going to lead some people this time. So this time when he sent the fireballs, because it won't be water, it would be fireballs. When he sent the fireballs this time, he's going to kill 90% of everybody on this earth. So you Hebrew Israelites and you Christians, I'm telling y'all right now, you better stop falling false teaching. Like I told you last night, you cannot twist the word of God that was wrote by the holy prophets. That's what you elders and leaders are doing. You're trying to twist the word of God to confuse the people. That's what they did back there in the Messiah day, and that's what you're doing right now. You're trying to twist the word of God and turn it into what you want it to be to confuse the people and make a doctrine of man. And that's why the people are lost and confused, because instead of looking at the book and understanding the book and going with the book and getting connected to the Holy Spirit and the prophetic, they are listening to you, man. They listening to you. And that's why my sister here, like she said yesterday, she wants to know what's real now. She want to know what's real now. She don't want to be trying to guess and figure it out. She want to have a confirmation, sister, a manifestation in your spirit, right, sister?
Yes, the only way.
What's real and what's not. And that's what it's going to take. And that's what me and Sister Tarina going to continue to be on this platform to come against all form of doctrine, religion, and tradition. Because guess what? I'm not religious. I used to be, but I'll never be again. So do you want to say something, sister, and I'm closing out? I want to just say y'all have a good day.
I want to say the same thing.
Okay, y'all have a good day.
Okay.
Y'all have a good day.
6 o'clock, we're going to make that call.
No, sis, we're going to make it right now. And I'm going to just talk for 1 hour.
Okay. I can't do it now. I have something to do at 4 o'clock for 30 minutes.
Okay, so, for 30 minutes?
If you want to take a break, and then we'll come back at what you want to do it at 4:30 or?
Yeah, 4:30. Then I'm going to get dressed, and I'll be already dressed, and then about 5:36, I'll just leave. Because I got to go somewhere now at around 6 o'clock. So, yeah, we'll take a break, and you're going to call me back at what time?
I'll call you back at 4:30.
Okay, y'all have a great day. Blog Talk, we talk to you later. Sister Radio Talk Show, have a good day.
Okay.
All right, sis. Thank you, sis.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.